Welcome to the Guide to Greek Gods podcast. We are Miss Lockett's ELA class. This podcast is about gods and goddesses of ancient Greece.
We are students performing our written paragraph about Greek gods and goddesses, and we will be speaking as if we are the gods.
In the podcast, you will learn about Hermes, Zeus, Hades, Hera, Athena, Artemis, Poseidon, and so on. We hope you enjoy our podcast.
I am Zeus, the god of the sky, lightning, thunder, and justice. My symbols are thunderbolt, eagle, bow, and oak tree. My parents are Cronos, my dad, Rhea, my mom. When me and my brothers Poseidon and Hades were little babies, Cronos was afraid that we were going to kill him, so he ate Poseidon and Hades. But my mom hid me and replaced me with a rock, so I lived. Until I was older, my mom gave my dad a special dream that would throw up my brothers. Cronos got really mad, so we would have to fight him and his other titans. My dad's dad had him and his brother Cyclops, but he hated them. He said, "They are ugly, put them in a hole that they can't get out." But only my dad got out and grew up to this day. So Poseidon, myself, and Hades got the Cyclops to fight with us, and the war started. This fight went for months and months, also years. But then we won the fight and became the rulers, the three sons. Poseidon got the sea, Hades got the underworld, and I got the sky, the whole and business.
My name is Zeus. I became the ruler of heaven and earth after I vote my father Cronos. I have a daughter and her name is Athena. I have two brothers. Their names are Hades and Poseidon. My wife Hera is also my sibling. The Romans call me Jupiter. Every year the Romans hold the Olympics in my honor. I was the first god, making me the oldest. In my free time, I mess with human life. I reward good sportsmanship and fairness. They call me the father of gods and men. My old wife, the Titan Mentis, was real worried that we will have a son stronger than me. I was raised by Gaia, Adamantus, and a goat. My mother was Rhea.
Well, guess what, guys? We have a new cap. No ordinary cap. It's a Yankee cap that can make you invisible. It can fit any size.
Sold for $59.99. Buy it now. You get 20% discount promo code MVMS. 06.
I'm one of the big three. My name is Poseidon. I was swallowed by my father Cronos. Then my brother Zeus saved me and my siblings. I took over the sea. I am also the maker of horses. I have four kids and I have one child that's half fish. Can you believe that? Also, my wife is the goddess of the sea, and one of my most famous symbols is a child.
I am the greatest god of them all. I am Hades. My symbols are a specter and a drinking horn. I was son of Cronos and Rhea. I am the god of the underworld. Hermes sent souls to me. I am the wealthiest god. Beware of me.
You think all gods are nice? Well, you have not met me yet. I am Ares, my mother and father are Zeus and Hera. They did not really like me very much because they thought I was evil. I am the war god, and I get excited when I start fights. I have a pet, it's a vulture. My sister is named Ares, the goddess of discord, which means disagreement between people. I was associated with two wars, Hanalius and Aenea. I tried to defeat Hercules two times, but I fortunately lost both of them. These two twin giants, they put me in a bronze jar for a whole year. How dare they do this? I am the great Ares. They cannot do that to me. I can always escape this little jar.
To wrap this podcast, we have an ad. You need something to lift you up? Well, we have an announcement. We have flying shoes that have wings on it, and the cost is affordable for everyone.
They only cost $20 with shipping and handling. Call now at 845-627-8972. Thank you for listening. Now back to the dedicated broadcast.
I am the coolest god of them all. I am god of thieves and shepherds. I am Hermes. My parents are Zeus and Maia. I send messages to all Olympus. Olympus is where most of the gods live, like Zeus, me, Ares, and so on. My interests are very varied. I love land, travel, and literature. My symbols are Riri and the tortoise. I wear winged sandals and a hat. I love trading with other Olympians. When I was born, I stole a cattle from Apollo.
I married my brother. I know mortals don't do this, but us gods follow different rules. I am the great Hera, and my brother was Zeus, the god of the sky, thunder, lightning, and justice. I am the most beautiful goddess of all. My parents are Cronos and Rhea. My symbols are important and represent me. They are pomegranate, cow, and cocoa. My children are Ares, Eri, Olympia, and Hephaestus. I'm very powerful and can control life, so don't cross me.
Have you ever thought about getting married? Well, you came to the right place. I'm Hera, the goddess of marriage and childbirth. My symbols are pomegranate, lily, cow, and peacock. I'm the most important because I'm the queen of all mortals. I even married my brother Zeus. I had 3 children. Because I'm in charge of marriage, I am the most powerful goddess of Mount Olympus, so make sure you stay on my good side.
Hello, I am Aphrodite, the goddess of love and beauty. I have 2 powerful parents, Zeus and Dione, but no one gave birth to me. So I showed up in the middle of this beautiful scene near Poseidon, god of the sea. My symbols are beautiful. It is a dove and a mirror to be pretty. I am a mother of 12 children. I know it sounds a lot, but trust me, I can handle it. I only travel on my beautiful swan car that goes up in the sky when a couple is broken apart. I can make them fall in love again so they can live happy lives. I was one of the 12 gods on Mount Olympus. It is really cool, right? I am not going to lie, but I had a few mortal lovers. Whoever thought a powerful Greek goddess can love a mortal? It is crazy, but that's just me.
I am goddess of love, and I make people fall in love. I am associated with swans and doves. I fell in love with Ares, the god of war. I am Aphrodite. I am a mother of 4 kids, but I can handle it. One of our daughters got married to Cambus, the founder of Thebes. I did not want to be Ares' father because I thought he was mean. I loved Ares, but he had many mortal lovers as well. I paid a little attention to Ares, and we did not have any children together. When I got to the other gods, they welcomed me as one of them.
I am Athena, the goddess of wisdom, learned strategy, and crafts. My symbols are the helmet, spear, and shield. My planet is Dallas. It's an asteroid in orbit between Mars and Jupiter. I was named after the capital of Athens in Greece. My home is Mount Olympus. Also, I'm the greatest inventor. I created the ship, chariot, brake, and a cloud. If you need help, just ask me.
Hi, I am Athena, the goddess of wisdom and intelligence. My dad is Zeus. I'm the patron and deity of Athens. All people of Athens look up to me. I am the protector of Greek cities. I'm the goddess of war, wisdom, and the practical arts. You'll see me wearing a helmet so I'm ready for war, a round shield or a breastplate with Medusa's head in the center. Medusa was beheaded by the hero Perseus, who thereafter used her head, which retained its ability to turn onlookers to stone, as a weapon until he gave it to me to place it on my shield. I was characterized by my fairness and sound judgment. My symbols are a owl, serpent armor, olive chain, shield, and my spear.
I am Artemis, daughter of Zeus, the god of the sky, and my mother is Leto. I have a twin brother. His name is Apollo. I was born first. I have long black hair, dark as the night. I asked my father Zeus to make me a promise. I requested that myself as Artemis never be forced to marry. He granted this wish. I have been on a lot of vase paintings. I'm also a plant that includes wormwood, mugwort, and sweetbrush, among others. The Artemis Temple at Ephesus, which was named in my honor.
Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed this podcast and learned something new about Greek gods. Stay tuned for our next podcast.